Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am in an interesting position today. I am introducing one of our new radio show hosts. So I get to be the host, to interview the host. That's kind of like an interesting tongue twister. So I'm excited to introduce not only our leading lady today, but one of our new hosts to Women Lead Radio. And we are kicking off a new show called Reputation and Influence. And I'm delighted to say that our not only leading lady, but host of this show is Eileen Gaffin. And Eileen is the president of Steris Gaffin Media. And I want, Eileen, why don't you say hello? I'm going to say this to all of your listeners, not our listeners. Say hello.
Hi, Michelle. What a great way to kick off. You've turned the tables on me, and now I'm the one being interviewed.
Exactly. Or like I like to call it, interrogated. But it's all good. It's all good. And we're excited about your new show. I love the title of it. And that's where I want to start with, you know, oh my gosh, it's like, you know, when you thought about your show focus and title of Reputation and Influence, why don't you give a taste to our listeners as far as what Reputation and Influence will be about?
Oh, well, I've spent a career either working in the influence business or working in public relations where I've helped other people, women and men, to build their reputation and position their company and have influence in their communities or in the world. So It was a topic that I felt feels very close to my heart.
I love it. Well, I mean, those are two big words, right? Reputation, good or bad, right? And then influence. It's like, how do you create? I love the word significance, right? Not success. But, you know, with this show, I'm just kind of dying for you to talk a little bit about, you know, what are you going to talk about on the show and who might be your guests and how are they going to help us with reputation and influence? Those are three big questions there. You might be a better host in how you ask questions, but I ask three at the same time.
You're doing great, Michelle. I just have to keep track of all your questions. My plan is to talk to successful business women, career women. They've already built their reputation. They already command influence because they can teach us some things. And I just think for listeners to hear about someone else's career journey, how they did it, how it took resilience, you know, what kind of resources they needed, how they got to where they are today, and how long did it take them? Is this something that overnight, you know, you've built your reputation, or does it take years? So I've got several women in mind. One I've already reached out to and invited for my first show, and she said yes. So I'm very excited, and I'll have more information on that later. But
can you share? You know, can you share who it is, or you want to keep it under wraps?
I'm curious. I can't share yet. I can't share yet. I'm going to keep it under wraps. And she's going to share more information. She's going to share more information with me, and then I'll be able to share it with you all.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know, just a little bit, because I want to get into you and your background and all that in just a few minutes, because I think that's important for our listeners to know about, you know, what's it about you, right? But I think when you think of reputation and influence, because I know this is your lane as a PR and publicity consultant and media firm. I probably said it all wrong, but I know you're a media mega star, right? Where you help people create better impact and influence and build their reputation in a positive way. What are some tips that you might give our the influencer that you are, about how you help people build this? What are some things we as women can do if we want to be more influential and kind of build a better reputation? Any ideas on just some thoughts or slices of advice you might give us along the journey?
Yeah, there are two sides to that. One is how you're conducting yourself within your company, how you're conducting your business. And then the other side I'll talk about is some tactics, some strategies and tactics that work, that can help. How do you represent yourself at work? Who do people see? You know, are you accountable for what you're doing? Do you have beliefs and values that you live by, or does your company have a brand that has already established a culture or beliefs and values that align with yours, and so you're in the right place and you're able to shine in that environment?
Those are good.
Do you bring care with you? Do you have emotional intelligence? Today, I think more than ever, reputations and influence are built on how you care about your fellow employees, your customers, what's going on with your loyalty programs and how you're treating your customers, your stakeholders. But, you know, you've got brand ambassadors right there in your company, and if you're treating them right and making it a great place to work and caring about them as people, that goes a long way in not only your reputation as a great leader, but the influence and that people will actually follow you to help you achieve your business goals.
No, I love that. Do you find now, Eileen, that career women or, you know, female leaders, and I know most people say a leader is a leader, but I think there's a distinction, is that female leaders who work for organizations, that they should kind of build their reputation and influence? I mean, it's a very much a career strategic kind of thing, right? Can you talk about that? Because I would think that most career women don't see that this is something they should do. This is kind of new, right? I mean, career management and building your reputation and influence. Or do you see it all the time by women that do this strategically to build their reputation and influence internally?
Yeah, I mean, I think for women working in larger corporate environments, they're probably well aware and on track because they have so many resources. You've got human resources that have all kinds of performance analysis, and consultants may come in and lead your team and make sure that folks are on track. And so I think in a larger corporate environment, women have an opportunity to grow, to see what it takes to be a better leader and build a reputation. If you work for yourself or you work in a smaller organization, you may not have the resources. And I would encourage people to, you know, there's so many free resources available online. And then there's workshops and coaches and folks in their community that are there to help them to, you know, do this kind of growth work for themselves.
Right. Well, I mean, here's something that I think is new right now, because in California, which is where you and I are based and we're here, but we have national listeners, and, you know, in California, they just, you know, they just put into law the new law that says, you know, for these organizations and companies here in California, if you're based here, they want to see more women on corporate boards, you know, and this is a key piece, I think, if this is where you're going and building your reputation and influence, more women can be on boards, but it is absolutely something that is a process, not a transaction, so to speak. I mean, it doesn't just happen overnight. You've got to build your influence and your reputation to know that you're board ready. I mean, can you give any sort of advice to listeners on that? Because I don't see enough women, you know, and that's what's exciting about this new law, is that, you know, more women can, you know, make that as part of a strategic move to sit on corporate boards. That's good for the companies, good for profitability, all that. But do you see that a lot, Eileen, that, you know, women are using how to create better influence because they want to get on a corporate board, or are women still not thinking about that as much as they should?
I think it goes to your last point. I think a lot of times it's not even on someone's radar that's an opportunity, that they can sit on another company's board and that they've got the expertise and the right to be there. And as you said, there's research that shows that the more women you have on your board, the more profitable your company is. there are organizations that I've seen that are probably going to get a lot more business this year because of California's new legislation that actually prep women to go for board positions so that they're ready. Mm-hmm. The work that I do with my clients is to help them on the vision and communication side, and which helps with their confidence and their authenticity, feeling comfortable with their knowledge so that they'd be able to share that.
And that's where I want to make sure you share, like with our listeners, it's like, you know, your background is pretty significant as far as your media background. And I want to just have our listeners have a taste here. It's like you won several national awards from the PRSA, or the Public Relations Society of America. You are, I mean, this is a big deal, an Emmy award-winning news producer for a local San Diego CBS station, right, in San Diego. And I just found out you are a 2018 Excellence in Journalism Award recipient for the San Diego Press Club. So, dang, girl, you've got some credibility behind you. I want to just have you share a little bit about your media journey and, you know, how you've become the leader that you've become. How did you get started in PR? And you know, you obviously came from a news background. So tell us a little bit of the Cliff Notes versions of your breakthrough success.
Sure, the Cliff Notes version. I started on the journalism side as a writer and got my first job in television news at that CBS station in San Diego. And Didn't realize it probably when I was living it at the moment until I learned more about, you know, structure, organizational structure. But truly, a television news producer, which is the job that I held for almost 9 years at the station, you're a team leader. You're the person that is deciding the content and working with the writers and the reporters and the assignment desk. And there's a whole team of people that it takes to put a newscast on the air. And it's live television every day. And so to start my career in an industry that is an adrenaline rush, that they're looking for good judgment, you know, people that can make decisions on the fly and hopefully the right decision. I'm sure there's times we don't make the right decision, but the great thing about the television news business is that there's a beginning, middle, and end to each day. So if you've seriously screwed up something one day, or you've done a fantastic job that day and the newscast was just, you know, so filled with great content and informational for the viewers at home, and you've, you know, maybe influenced someone to give money to a dog organization, or a, you know, you've had some impact on the community, the next day you're starting all over. So that training that I had before I went into corporate America, because that was my next step, was going into the public relations realm after my TV career. First, I started with this company that I have today, and I was doing PR and video production for clients, and then moved to the Midwest. And I worked for two major brands in the Midwest, and really was able to take my background, my skills, those strengths to build even more of my reputation in the corporate world.
Wow.
So to give you an example, the things that I learned about myself in corporate America is that I was strategic. And that I took a macro environmental look. So, you know, a lot of times in business, you're only focused on your own business, or you're only focused on what's in front of you at that time. You know, how am I going to move this widget, sell this product, you know, handle this one problem in front of me. But if you're able as a leader to take a macro view of the environment and how your product or your business fits into the bigger world, or, you know, you're doing enough reading to see what the trends are, you're able to connect dots. And that helps you with innovation, It helps you to envision the future and perhaps, you know, lead your team into the future versus being stuck and maybe miss opportunities.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah. So those are the things I took with me and then moved back to the West Coast 6 years ago, and now I'm working with clients again in consulting and helping others to achieve their goals.
Well, you know, and this leads to kind of a question, you know, the difference kind of between men and women. You know, when you think of working with somebody or do work with somebody, Eileen, it's like, how do you help somebody groom their or build their reputation and grow their influence? I mean, what are some of the things that you do to help, let's say, a female, you know, who wants to be a better leader and have more influence and have a better reputation? How do you go about that with somebody? Or is it only companies that you work with?
No, individuals and companies. And oftentimes a company that I'll do business with, it turns out, you know, that there's an opportunity there to help the individual as well. So some of the tactical ways and this should help others when they're thinking about what can they do to build their reputation and begin to have influence is what opportunities we have now because of digital media. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I mentioned, you know, starting in television, it was very traditional media and it's one way communication where we're reporting out and you, the consumer, is reading it or absorbing it. And now look at this, you know, brands have direct relationships. You can have a direct relationship as an individual or a brand with your customer, whether that's in social media or, you know, still using some of the traditional means of marketing. So I would say think about writing a book. You know, you're an expert in your field. You know your area probably better than most people do. Take that expertise and, you know, you've got content that you can write in a book and use it for speaking engagements to get out there. You know, whether it's in your local community or you become a national speaker, but you can take that book and leverage it to, you know, help you to build your reputation.
Yeah.
It gives
you
a chance
when
you do get out in the world to speak to your target audience. So you're not just speaking to anyone, but you're taking your expertise and you're bringing it to the people that should care about your topic.
I love a term that you used earlier. I just want to go back for a second because I know you used the term kind of like new versus traditional, right? Or as I call it, old, right? But, you know, there's so much talk over, you know, totally go social media or you've got to have so many likes on your Facebook page or any of this for folks. How much has social media really changed the game of reputation and influence building, right? I mean, how different is it with social media right now than before? I think I know the answer.
It's just incredible. I mean, you know, there are people that are only influencers in social media. So you've heard of these influencers that are paid by brands because they've got so many followers or they've got this, you know, legion of people that, you know, you want to get them to endorse your brand because they have so many people that listen to them as if they were a friend, you know, because friends are the biggest influencers. If your friend tells you about a product or a service, that is going to go pretty far as credibility. And the same with these paid influencers. But on top of that, it's just the whole digital platform. So if more and more consumers are watching, you know, traditional television, so to speak, but they're watching it on any device, you want to be where your market is. So I wouldn't necessarily throw out traditional media out of the mix because you've got, depending on your audience and who you're trying to reach, maybe they are television watchers. Maybe they still consume magazines both in print and online. You have to do the research to know, you know, where the folks you're trying to reach are consuming their media.
Yeah, yeah. You know, something that I really, you know, kind of look at, and that is, you know, when we have any new radio show host that comes on for our Women's Lead Network, right, it's like, what do you hope to accomplish with your show? Like, what are you really hoping is the impact or, you know, the outcome with some of the women that you're looking to interview, which I hate that you can't say, but okay, you'll leave us hanging on that one. But what are you open to, you know, what's the outcome of this show? Because it's a great title, and I want our listeners to know what's going to be hopefully the end result here that they'll get out of listening to the show.
I'm hoping for those aha moments. You know, when you go to a conference or a workshop and you're like, yeah, you know, I've heard that before, or this isn't new. And then all of a sudden they'll just throw out that one nugget and you're able to carry away that one aha, I never thought of it that way, or I didn't try that. That's what I'm hoping from my guests, that, you know, they'll share a few of their lessons that it's going to help someone else.
I like that. Well, I think too, there's just so many things that women, let's go into a little bit of the difference between men and women, because I imagine you see it, you know, as someone who works with both genders. It's like, how, you know, how different is it how men look at building their reputation and influence versus women? Or do you even see a difference, right? Because one of the things I always see is women don't ask, women are not as strategic, but I have my opinion. What's yours of what you see with crafting your career and building your influence between genders? Any difference?
Mm-hmm. There are differences, but I'll start with something that men and women have in common. And that is 30 to 40 years ago, and you'll still see it today, actually, but people will put up a facade. This is who I want you to see. This is how I'm trying to position myself. So in other words, you know, I'm the tough guy, or I'm the serious businesswoman. You know, they're putting up a facade. I want you to think I'm tough, and so I'm not going to share who I am. I'm just going to put up a facade. And so what's changed in business to be a more effective leader is to be authentic, to be your real self, and to be a little vulnerable and put yourself out there. And so what men and women have in common is women were afraid to do that because I don't want them to know I'm a mom, or I'm a, you know, that I have a family, because I may be discriminated against, you know, and not get that promotion or not become senior partner of my law firm. And men have been doing that for decades, you know, just showing the tough exterior and being a little more aggressive in business and competitive, have that competitive spirit. And so that's what we work on. We work on authenticity, finding your voice. Who are you? Some executives I've written for, and if they already have a voice, like they already have opinions and they talk a lot, you know a lot about them, they're so much easier to write for because they have a point of view. Other executives write for themselves because they just have that talent. They're good communicators. They're great. You know, we all know really good presenters. They just have a few bullet points that they take with them, and they can, you know, men or women, and they can stand in front of a group and share information. So,
you know,
something
came up. Oh, I was going to say, back up, finish your thought, because I have one question I'm going to ask you, and it's about this authenticity and, you know, maybe when you start sharing your opinions. But keep going. I'm so sorry. But I have a question in my mind for you. So keep going.
No, go ahead, because I was just going to wrap it up and say that that was the thing that I think they have in common, you know, men and women.
Got it. Well, because this is what's killing me. It's like, you know, there's you and I have talked about this, at least for me and CW and our association. But, you know, there are times it's like, how do you handle the idea that you're authentic? But sometimes, you know, you really don't know if you want people to know your exact opinion, because you've got a polarizing audience that, you know, half of them will hate you and the other half will love you, or vice versa. And especially when it comes to politics or, you know, inadequacies or things like that. I'm really curious, how do you deal with some of that conflicted, you know, viewpoints that you really have to almost homogenize your opinion because you don't want to, you know, I don't want to be a politician, but I'm just saying, I don't want to tick off half my audience or my, you know, my tribe, if you will, because I'm throwing out my opinion. In some cases, it doesn't matter. How does that work in being authentic? Because that's what scares me and keeps me up at night. Just saying.
Yeah, I totally hear you, and I think that goes back to judgment. It's like, please use judgment when you're writing. I know people get caught up in the heat of the moment in social media, and especially today, and they want to, you know, share what they hate, who they hate, you know, throw stones at people or things or brands. Well, it all reflects back on you. So you talk about reputation. You know, who are you doing business with today? Are you trashing them in social media? Are you trashing political people in social media? And you're, like you just said, you're losing half your, you know, not half, maybe 38% of your constituency.
Yeah.
Think before you write. Think before you talk.
Think before you tweet. Yeah.
Yes.
I think, you know, and I'm laughing because you and me were sitting there going, yeah, and for today's situation and the political arena we're in, we could have all kinds of fun with this right now. But, you know, we'll kind of leave our opinions to ourselves on that one. But I think there's some really very big examples of what not to do right now in our world and in the USA. So at any rate, we'll go there and leave that. But, you know, I'm dying to know, it's like as far as you and, you know, just some of the other women you're thinking of. I mean, how excited are you to kind of like bring this show out and just talk? I mean, how are you going about finding, you know, some of the people that you want to interview? And, you know, just got them all lined up? Or are you just looking for people that, you know, you think have already a huge impact? I know you talked a little bit about what you're looking for, but what's your approach and how can you entice our listening audience to want to listen into your next show?
Well, I'm starting with, my guests that I'm starting with are women I've known through the years who may have started in lower level management positions and worked their way up to senior management, CEO level, CMO level, in different professions, whether it's professional services or business, and they've gone on to work for other companies. Many other companies over the years, and I think it's a great starting point. You know, some of them have shared their stories already, and listeners will have an opportunity to find them and more information about them online, or they've written a book. And then others, I'm very open to suggestions on people that have, you know, made a difference in someone's life. Because they are a great leader. So
yeah. No, I love
that's
that.
That's where I'm starting.
I love it. You know, and we've only got about 1 minute left, and so I'm curious. It's like, you know, just to get everybody excited. I know you're doing your first show. Share with everyone when your first show is. And, you know, I always ask anybody that I have on my show, it's like, which this is your show, but I'm going to ask you the same question. And that is, it's like, what's something you can leave us with that would just, you know, no pressure or anything, right? That would leave us with, you know, some sort of dose of inspiration or something to motivate us to be better about our reputation and influence based on today's show. What you got? Better be good.
A little
no
bit
pressure.
Of pressure there, huh?
I know there is. You're like, oh my God, I got to think on my feet.
That's right. My first show is March 15th at 2 p.m. Pacific, with the guest to be named soon. And I'm going to be closing each show with "Your reputation is our business." And think about that for a moment. It's all of our business, isn't it? Your reputation, whether it's good or bad. And it's also my business, Sarah Scaffin Media.
Love it. Love it, Sam. That's a drop the mic. I can't wait to hear what your show is like, Eileen. So today, thank you for being our leading lady. Going forward, you will be our leading host on Women Lead Radio for your new show, Reputation and Influence. I wish you the very best. And to our listening audience, I hope you will listen in because you know we're here every Monday at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. for a live version of Women Lead Radio. And then you can catch us, you know, on archives and on iTunes if you decide to download it. Well, so for now, it's Friday. Eileen, great job. To our listeners, you have a fabulous weekend. And one thing I like to challenge every woman with is, what are you doing to support and empower other women? You think on that, and we will catch you on the next Women Lead Radio Show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.